I'm backstage with our soloist, virtuoso pianist Garrick Olson. Garrick, what an extraordinarily beautiful performance.
Thank you very much.
You and Maestro Blomstedt seem to have an eloquent partnership together. What is it like to work with him?
Well, it's great, of course. We've known each other now. We were reminiscing today that we first met in Dresden 37 years ago. We've worked a lot together. I love working with him, and apparently he enjoys having me as his soloist, too.
Yes, it really looks like a partnership. Now, you have a huge repertoire with a lot of completes, the complete works of Chopin, the complete Beethoven sonatas, the complete Scriabin, etudes and sonatas, the Busoni concerto. I mean, I could just go on and on. So today, why Mozart and why this particular Mozart?
Well, the request came through that the orchestra and Mr. Blomstedt would like Mozart. And of course, that is one of the greatest joys, is to play Mozart with a great orchestra and a great conductor. So I was very happy. So then I gave them a list of four or five Mozarts that I would most prefer to play based on what I've played most recently and what I'm playing other places. So it's always a bit of a jigsaw puzzle for things like this. So I was very happy that he chose the 503 because it's hardly neglected, but the Mozart concertos that are at the top of the charts, this isn't quite one of them. And it's actually his biggest, and I hate to use this word, most Beethovenian concerto. I mean, Mozart, toward the end of his life, was doing much more expansive writing. He was forcing the music much more than he did when he was younger. He shares this with Chopin, and indeed with Beethoven and Schubert, and many great composers. They develop, and in maturity, they do more, and sometimes with less. Mozart always does everything with grace, but not the same unpremeditated grace. There's a lot of premeditated stuff in here, and it's a very big piece, so it has a large scale and large dimensions. Now, we're not so susceptible to it, because don't forget the Rite of Spring is 100 years old, and we're no longer astonished by that particular, suspension, which leads to a dissonance, the way that people would have been at that time. They would have, clutched their breasts and heaved a bit. And, oh, my goodness, that's so violently, beautifully dissonant. Now it's just, oh, yeah, we like that. So I'm getting a little off the subject, but I'm just very, very happy with this piece, which shows Mozart really moving in future directed. I mean, if he hadn't died, he probably would have been Beethoven, except he wasn't as choleric.
Yes, there's an experimental nature, and there's also something very disarming yet magisterial about this concerto. It reminds me of the Magic Flute almost.
Very good point. Well, I think this was written not so long before Magic Flute came into being. Also, there's this curiously naive quality, which he always had, but here he really invokes it quite on purpose. I mean, he puts the naive character on stage. My favorite moment in the whole piece is in this finale, there's this F major theme. I call it Mozart Goes to Tahiti. It's so tropical, and yet it's also very childlike and very naive, but then it turns very passionate, almost Verdian, Wagnerian in its intensity. I mean, he really insists on this episode with this theme and, really won't give up on it. But it's just an amazing moment when it starts, because it falls out of the sky with no preparation at all.
What does this concerto tell you about Mozart as a pianist?
Tells me that he was very brilliant in his way. Now, once again, compared to the brilliance of Rachmaninoff or Prokofiev or whatever has happened since then, it's quite a different thing. A pianist like me, who's trained to play Brahms concertos and Prokofiev and Rachmaninoff, this does not exploit everything you can do in terms of range, color, virtuosity. But what you have to be is an extraordinarily fluid, supple pianist with tremendous control and evenness. You have to make it sound easy, as they say. What was the old phrase? Mozart is too easy for children and too difficult for adults. It just has to sound effortless.
Well, that is very important, and you certainly have beautiful suppleness at the keyboard. And you have been playing at the very highest level, and you've had a tremendous career ever since you won first prize, the first American to win first prize at the International Chopin Competition in 1970. After almost 50 years, what feeds your soul and what keeps you playing the piano and performing for people?
Well, if I may give a slightly facetious answer first, I don't really know how to do anything else. I mean, I can do all the usual things that people do, but I mean, there is nothing now, and there never has been anything that fills all the empty spaces in me so marvelously, so radiantly as making music and being involved with music. Listening is pretty good too, which is very related, but it's not quite the same. See, when I was young, I used to go hear Artur Rubinstein and feel sorry that he could never sit where I'm sitting listening to him. I'd much rather sit where he's sitting. And I tell you, it's great to hear the Philadelphia Orchestra from the best seat in the house. It's even better to be sitting on stage with them where you actually hear a lot more detail and a lot more range. But yes, what feeds my soul is just the involvement with music. What I love to this day, and I'm about to turn 69 in a couple of months, is learning something, a new piece, some new piece that is really relatively unfamiliar. I mean, if it's a piece by Beethoven or Mozart, I at least know how it goes. But right now I'm learning the Shumanovsky Third Sonata, which is like learning a different language, actually, because I have no idea about any of it. It's very intricate. You're like following in a map in a country you've never been to, and you just don't even know what's at the next corner, so you just have to really go slow and figure everything. And what I love is when that begins to coagulate into music that has a larger dimension than just putting all the notes together. And that is really what is very joyful. But plus, another thing is I tell kids in conservatories like at Curtis, they say, I can't believe you're playing Mozart this week and Tchaikovsky the next and Beethoven and then Brahms. I said, believe me, it's easier the 250th time. It really is much easier because you've climbed the mountain enough times to know that you can do it. You never feel 100% safe, but you know that, you know, you can relax into it more and you know the ropes. So to come and play with an orchestra like Philadelphia is, I mean, it's very, very joyful. And it's something I still look forward to, you know, from the day I hear about the date. And that's really kind of it. I mean, I can't think of anything. There's nothing else at this point in my life which stimulates me as much, gets me as intensely involved. Plus, perhaps it's as simple as being an adrenaline junkie. I think most performers who perform regularly without massive stage fright or adrenaline junkies. I mean, the high is unbelievable.
Well, you make it sound like an exciting adventure, and it's wonderful to hear you and to meet you and to speak with you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure and always great to be here. I'll just add one thing, which I think many people in Philadelphia know, was that after I won the Chopin competition in October of 1970, Eugene Ormandy read about it and immediately changed programs to present me in Philadelphia and New York 2 weeks later. So not only did I win this, you know, most prestigious piano competition, but suddenly I was playing with one of the world's very greatest orchestras and conductors. That I never expected to happen so fast. Let me tell you, made me as nervous as entering the competition. It's just like, oh my God, I'm sitting where Rachmaninoff sat and where Rubinstein sits and where Heifetz stands. And it's like, me?
Absolutely you, yeah, Garrick. Me. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.